Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
One important point I wanted to highlight before proceeding. So here we saw Upamanyu Maharshi never worshipped anybody. He was Ekatvam, Shiva Ekodhyayaha, that was the knowledge that was given to Upamanyu Maharshi by his mother. So he worshipped only Mahadeva. But we saw everybody were present. Everybody in the entire universe came. Everybody is in the control. That shows that just by gratifying, just by worshipping Mahadeva, Parashakti, Ganapati, Kartikeya, Veerabhadra, Kalabhairava, Nandishwara, all the Koti Rudraganas, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Indrani, Indra, Saraswati, Brahma, everybody were there. Everybody becomes gratified just by worshipping Mahadeva. When you try to water a 100-foot banyan tree, you will try to water the root only. Right? You cannot water the branches and the leaves. You cannot do it. No one will do it actually. Watering the root is important. That root, according to the Vedas and the Puranas, is Mahadeva. So just by watering the root, just by worshipping Mahadeva, everyone gets gratified, everyone gets satisfied, and everyone will be ready to fall at your feet. You see, we saw Nandishwara. Brahma, Narayana and Indra were ready to fall at the feet of Nandishwara. And that's how here also Upamanyu Maharshi just worshipped Mahadeva and everybody came to worship him. So we saw the divine vision of Mahadeva along with the demigods like Brahma, Narayana and Indra were also there when Upamanyu Maharshi only worshipped Mahadeva. Shiva Ekodhyayaha, and everybody came to bless him. So I just want to highlight that point. Tatak Prito Mahadevak Sapatniko Vrishadvajaha Abravis Tridasham Statra Harshayanniva Mam Tada Pashyadvam Tridashak Sarve Upamanyor Mahatmanaha Mayi Bhaktim Param Nityam Eka Bhava Davastinam Eva Muktas Tada Krishna Suraste Shulapanina Uchuhu Pranjalayaha Sarve Namaskritva Vrishadvajam. So then Mahadeva was accompanied by his spouse. Sa Patni Ko, Patni means the wife. Parashakti and Paramashiva having the bull for his sign, Vrishadvajaha. He was gratified with me, O Krishna. Because Upamanyu Maharshi conveys this experience of having the vision of Mahadeva to Krishna. Giving Shivajnanam to Krishna. Upamanyu Maharshi's mother gave it to Upamanyu. Upamanyu giving it to, now giving it to Krishna. And then he was addressing, Mahadeva addressed all the celestials, all the devatas, Brahma, Narayana and Indra who were around him. He was addressing them after seeing Upamanyu Maharshi. O deities, O devatas, Brahma, Narayana and Indra, see the devotion of this high-souled Upamanyu. Upamanyor Mahatmanaha, this small child Upamanyu, see the devotion. It's steady and great. Utsaha Nishchaya, entirely immutable, for it exists unalterably. There should not be any expectation. Sadhana ahaituki and apratigata. Sadhana should not be broken. Devotional service, there should not be any break in devotional service. And there should not be any expectation in bhakti. That's how Upamanyu Maharshi worshipped Mahadeva. He was very stubborn in getting boons only from Mahadeva, in believing what his mother said, that Shiva alone is the supreme, and worship Mahadeva alone, Shiva Ekodhyayaha. And then we see the result. Everybody came in the entire universe, including Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, to worship Upamanyu Maharshi. And then he says, Mahadeva says, it is ahaituki and apradigata, unadulterated, unflinching. See the devotion of this child. See the devotion of this great Mahatma named Upamanyu. And then here, Mahadeva says, Bhagavan Uvacha. The word Bhagavan is attributed for Mahadeva. The devotees of Bhagavan are Bhagavatas. Bhagavatas are actually Shiva Bhaktas only. 45 times the word Bhagavan is used for Lord Shiva in the Vedas and Upanishads. Here also Vyasa Maharshi says, Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan is Mahadeva. Bhagavati is Parashakti. Bhagavatas are Shiva Bhaktas. There is also another place in the Narada Puranam where Narayana says to Markandeya
The example of a Bhagavata is one who wears the Tripundra on his forehead and one who has the ashes all over his body, chants the Shivanamam, considers Mahadeva as his own father and Parashakti as his own mother and chants the Shivanama and devoted to Shiva's feet. He is a Bhagavata. I don't have the verse in front of me, but I will provide that. But there is there in Narada Puranam, 1st canto, 4th chapter. And that's why Vyasa Maharshi says, Bhagavan Uvacha. He doesn't say Shankara Uvacha, Neelakanta Uvacha, Mahadeva Uvacha, Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan Mahadeva says this to Upamanyu. He continues saying to Upamanyu Maharshi, Bhagavan Uvacha, Vatsopamanyo tushtosmi pashyamam munipungava trida bhaktosi viprarshe maya jignyasito hyasi anaya chaiva bhakyate atyartam pritimanaham tasmat sarvandadam yadya kamam stavayate psitan. Oh, Upamanyu, I am very much satisfied with you, oh dear. Oh, foremost of munis. He says, foremost of munis, Muni Pungava, you are the exalted Muni and you are a learned Rishi and you are firmly devoted to me and you have been tested by me, oh dear Upamanyu. I came in the form of Indra just to test you and you still had unflinching devotion in me. Whatever you ask for, I am ready to satisfy that. Eva muktasya chaivata mahadevena dhimata harshada shrunya vartanta roma harshas tvajayata. Here Upamanyu Maharshi says, oh Krishna, when I heard these words of Mahadeva, I was completely in joy. With my tears was coming out of my eyes and roma harsha, my hairs were standing on end. You know, when we experience a current shock itself, our hairs will stand on end. And what to speak of the Supreme Reality, who is the cause of all causes, standing in front of us and ready to give us boons. So definitely there will be Roma Harshana. Definitely the hairs will stand on end. So here he experiences that. My hairs were standing on end, O Krishna. Abruvam cha tada devam harsha gad gadaya gira. Kneeling down unto him. I'm bowing unto him. I bowed to him and I was kneeling down. And then this shows the humbleness of Upamanyu Maharshi. And then with voice choked, when you are in that supreme delight, when you have that supreme delight, you will not be able to speak further. So your voice will be choked. With a choked voice, I was saying this to him, oh dear Krishna. I was saying this to Mahadeva. Adhya jato hyah deva safalam janma chadya me. Sura Sura Gurur Devo Yattishtati Mamagrataha Yamna Pashyanti Chaivadha Devahyamita Vikramam Tamaham Drishtavan Devam Konyo Danyataromaya. Oh illustrious God, Mahadeva, it seems like I have transcended death. I have actually found the end goal of my life. I feel like today only I have taken my birth. He says that. So, ajanma, they will say, janma safalyam apnuyat. There is a place in the Puranas. So, I have found the reason for my birth today. Oh, dear Mahadeva, by having your vision. And then, he says, since I am staying now in the presence of him who is the master of both the deities and the asuras. The why I am saying this is that Upamanyu Maharshi says, because I am right now having the vision of the master of the entire universe, who is actually the god of all the devatas, who is described as Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Parameshwara, Paratpara in the Vedas and Upanishads. I am just standing in front of him. So, Sa esha Bhagavan Devak Sarva Sattvadi Ravyayaha Sarva Tattva Vidanagnyah Pradana Purushak Paraha. There is no one who is more praiseworthy than me. So Upamanyu Maharshi, here he says, there is no one who is more praiseworthy than me. He glorifies himself. Because I have had the vision of that Paratpara Purusha. So it's not like, we should not think that he is glorifying himself out of Ahankara. See, here also he glorifies Mahadeva only. I'm so lucky, I'm so praiseworthy. Because I have had the vision of that Supreme Reality who is standing in front of me. How fortunate I am. So I'm praiseworthy. He says, and then Vama Parshva, So this is another point to be noted. Yosrija dakshinadangad brahmanam lokasambhavam vamaparshvat tata vishnum loka raksharthan ishvaraha yugante chaiva samprapte rudra rudram isho srijat prabhu sa rudrak samharan kritsnam jagat jagat tavara jangamam.
So here I am seeing that personality who is described as the supreme reality and who created Brahma from his right, from his right hand, and who created Narayana Vishnu from his left hand, and who created Rudra from his heart.
See the Bedam, the difference between Rudra and Paramashiva. We discussed that in the previous classes. Here Upamanyu Maharshi says, you create Brahma. I'm seeing that personality in front of me who creates Brahma, Narayana and Rudra, who is beyond the three modes of material nature. Tisro Matraha. Yo nityam tisro matraha parastusaha, who is beyond the three states of consciousness. You create Rudra for destroying the universe. You create Narayana for protecting the universe. You create Brahma for creating the universe. But ultimate creator is Mahadeva only. Brahma and Narayana are Jivatmas. Rudra has the Amsha of Paramashiva. So after destroying the universe, he merges back into Paramashiva. But Brahma and Narayana are Jivatattvas. So that's what he says. I'm seeing that eternal personality, Pradhana Purusha. You are the ultimate Purusha, supreme reality, Purusho Vai Rudraha. And you pervade everything. There is not a thing that you don't pervade, O Mahadeva. Esha Devo Mahadevo Jagat Srishtva Characharam Kalpante Chaiva Sarvesham Smriti Makshipya Tishtati. He says that. And then finally he says, after glorifying, Yadi Deyo Varo Mahyam Yadi Tushtosi Me Prabho Bhaktir Bhavatu Me Nityam Tvayideva Sureshwara.
Oh Supreme Mahadeva, if you are gratified with me, if you are satisfied with my penance. See, if you are satisfied, he doesn't say, okay, oh give me these spoons. He doesn't go and address Mahadeva like that. If you are satisfied, because Mahadeva knows when to grant you. If you have to wait for some more time, well, you have to wait. Because you are not aware of your purva karmas. You have done crores and crores of sins and crores of births, right? So, that's the thing. So, Mahadeva knows. Mahadeva is the knower of everything. He is a kshetrajna. And if you are satisfied with me, O Mahadeva, and if you want to, if you have decided to grant me boons, that's how Upamanyu Maharshi says, and let this be the boon. O Supreme Lord Mahadeva, my devotion to you, let it remain unchanged. Yadi deyo varo mahyam, yadi dushtosi me prabho, bhaktir bhavatu me nityam. Always, it should remain unchanged. Worship only you. Yataniyeta bhavet bhaktim tvatto nityam maheshwara nandishwara. 213th chapter Varaha Puranam, 52nd verse. Give me that boon, O Mahadeva, where I will worship only you and not anyone else. So we have another Nandishwara here. Upamanyu Maharshi. He says the same thing. Let my devotion to you be unchanged. Let there not be any flinch, O Mahadeva. Let me worship only you alone and not anyone else. Let me, O Supreme Reality, by your grace, let me have the knowledge of the past, present and future. That's why a rishi always has the knowledge of the past, present and future. And he asks his final request, let me have that beautiful milk, let me have that, because that's how that's where it started. Though it was like a kind of desire, but the desire has led him to have the vision of Mahadeva and get the Sanidhya Mukti. So he will get that. Mahadeva will say, you are going to get the Sanidhya Mukti, O Upamanyu Maharshi. He will say that. I'll get to that. So, and then let me have that milk also, the precious and very tasty milk, along with my kinsmen and friends. So, and then thus addressed, and then he addresses, and then Maheshwaro Mahatejas Charachara Guru Shivaha. Mahateja. Yo vai Rudraksha Bhagavan yascha tejas tasmai vai namo namaha. Tejaha, he has complete effulgence coming out of his body, the great effulgence, great energy.
If thousands and millions of moons have to come at one place and millions of moons and suns have to come at one place, that effulgence, that light, we cannot withstand that. So that amount of tejas was coming out of the body of Mahadeva. And then Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, again Mahadeva. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, ajarashchamarashchaiva bhavatvam dukkavarjitaha yashasvi tejasa yukto divyajnana samanvitaha ரிஷீநாம பிகம் யஸ்ச மத் பிரசாதாத் பவிஷ்யசி ஷீலவான் குண சம்பன்ன சர்வஜ்ஞ பிரிய தர்ஷனா. யூ வில் பி கம்ப்ளீட்லி ஃப்ரீ ஆஃப் மிசரி அண்ட் பெயின் ஓ டியர் உபமன்யு. யூ வில் நெவர் கெட் ஓல்ட். யூ ஹவ் கான் பியாண்ட் பர்த், ஓல்ட் ஏஜ், டிசீஸ் அண்ட் டெத். ஜஸ்ட் லைக் மார்க்கண்டேய மகர்ஷி வாஸ் பிளஸ்ட், ஸோ யூ வில் சே தட். அண்ட் யூ வில் பி வித் கிரேட் எனர்ஜி அண்ட் கிரேட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் நாலேஜ், ஓ மை டியர் சன். And then all the rishis will seek you. All the rishis will come and take Shiva Diksha from you. And then you will always be in the path of righteousness. And your behavior also will be good, oh dear child. And then wherever you go, you may desire the presence of the ocean of milk. Kshirodak sagarashchaiva yatra yatre chasi priyam. See. Our dear Mahadeva, he just asked for milk. Upamanyu Maharshi, I will create an ocean of milk for you, oh dear boy. Kshirodak sagarashchaivam. Wherever you go and you suddenly want to have, and you want milk, an ocean of milk will appear in front of you if you just think about that. And that's the boon Mahadeva gives. And you will also celebrate this. Kshirodanam cha bungshva துவம் அமிர்தேன சமன்விதம் பந்துபிக் சகித கல்பம் தத்தோ மாம் உபயாசியாமி. அலாங் வித் யுவர் பந்தூஸ் அண்ட் சக்காஸ் யூ வில் ஆல்சோ செலிப்ரேட் திஸ் செலஸ்டியல் மில்க். அண்ட் தென் ஃபைனலி ஹீ சேஸ் அக்ஷயா பாந்தவாச்சைவ குலம் கோத்திரம் சே சதா பவிஷ்யதி த்விஜஸ்ரேஷ்ட மயி பக்திஷ்ச சாஸ்வதி சாநித்யம் சாஸ்ரமே நித்யம் கரிஷ்யாமி த்விஜோத்தம. ஓ, ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் கல்பா என்ஸ், ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் கல்பா சத்யத்ரேத துவாபர கலி, திஸ் கல்பா ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் என்ஸ், யூ வில் ஆப்டெயின் சாநித்யம், சிவ சாநித்யம். யூ வில் கெட் த சான்ஸ் ஆஃப் எட்டர்னலி serving my feet and in Parakailasha, eternal companionship, there is no coming back. You will get that after the end of this kalpa, oh dear Upamanyu Maharshi. And then finally it ends, eva muktva su bhagavan surya koti samaprabha. Surya koti, see, surya koti, thousands and millions, koti means crore, sorry, not thousand, crores and crores of suns, if they have to come at one place, that amount of effulgence comes from the body of Mahadeva. Can that Mahadeva be seen with this material eyes? That's why the Upanishads say, Na sandrishe tishtati rupamasya paratparam purusham vishvadama. He cannot be seen with material eyes. Only we need divine vision. Divya chakshu, divine eyes. Eva muktvasu bhagavan surya koti samaprabaha ishanak savaran dattva tatraivantara dayita. And then he says, after that Mahadeva who has the effulgence of the millions of moons, and the illustrious Ishana is also another epithet used in the Purusha Suktam. Utamra tattvasyeshanah Ishanak sarvavidhyanam Ishvarak sarvabhutanam comes in the Vedas. That Ishana, O Krishna, that Ishana disappeared, who has the effulgence of the millions and millions of suns, he disappeared from there. This is what he recounts. And then, evam drishto maya Krishna devadevak samadina தததவாப்தம் சமே சர்வம் யதுக்தம் தேன தீமதா. இன் திஸ் வே ஐ ஆப்டெயின் த விஷன் ஆஃப் தட் சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி ஹூ இஸ் என்ட்யூர்ட் வித் சுப்ரீம் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ். அண்ட் தென் ஹீ சேஸ், எவ்ரிபடி பிரத்யக்ஷம் சைவதே கிருஷ்ண பஷ்ய சித்தான் வியவஸ்திதான் ரிஷீன் வித்யாதரான் யக்ஷான் கந்தர்வாப்சரஸ் கந்தர்வா சரசஸ்ததா. எவ்ரிபடி யூ சி, ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, பிரத்யக்ஷ மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் சீங் வித் த ஐஸ், சீங் வித் த ஐஸ். ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, சி இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஐஸ் தீஸ் சித்தாஸ் ரிசைடிங் ஹியர், ரிஷிஸ் அண்ட் வித்யாதராஸ், யக்ஷாஸ், கந்தர்வாஸ், அப்சராஸ், எவ்ரி திங், த ஃப்ளவர்ஸ், த ட்ரீஸ் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங், த ஃப்ரூட்ஸ், எவ்ரிபடி ஹாவ் ஆப்டெயின்ட் த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் தட் சுப்ரீம் மகாதேவா. அண்ட் தென் வாசுதேவா, ஆஃப்டர் ஹியரிங் திஸ் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், ஏதத் ஸ்ருத்வா வசஸ்தஸ்ய பிரத்யக்ஷமிவ தர்ஷனம் விஸ்மயம் பரமம் கத்வா அத்ருவம் தம் மகாமுனிம். அண்ட் தென் வாசுதேவா, தட் இஸ் விஷ்ணு, கெட்ஸ் ரோமஹர்ஷனா. கிருஷ்ணா கெட்ஸ் ரோமஹர்ஷனா ஆஃப்டர் ஹியரிங் தி ஸ்டோரி ஆஃப் உபமன்யு மகர்ஷி. ஹிஸ் ஹேர்ஸ் வேர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆன் எண்ட். அண்ட் தென் இட் வாஸ் லைக் ஹி சேஸ் ஏதத் ஸ்ருத்வா வசஸ்தஸ்ய பிரத்யக்ஷமிவ தர்ஷனம். I was actually seeing whatever, oh Upamanyu Maharshi, oh Maharshi, I was seeing actually whatever you were reciting in front of my own eyes. Pratyakshiva Darshanam, it was actually seeing, Pratyakshiva Darshanam, sorry. So I was seeing that in front of my own eyes. How fortunate I am, Krishna says. So with that we will end this lecture. Thank you for staying longer. So tomorrow we will be seeing how Krishna gratifies Mahadeva, because hearing this, after that Upamanyu Maharshi guides Krishna and gives Shiva Diksha, and then Krishna goes to do penance on Lord Shiva, and he has the vision of Mahadeva and he gets various boons. So what boons he gets and what is the ask of Krishna, and then how Mahadeva again is beautifully described with the Vedantic imports by Krishna, we'll be seeing that tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be seeing a little bit early. I'll let you know the timing beforehand. I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra and we can take up some questions. Om Yada Kshara Brishtam Matra Heenam Tiyad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Parameshvara Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Pada Pada Aksharani Cha Yunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshvara Aparata Sakasrani Kriyante Harnisham Maya Daso Yamiti Mammatva Kshamasva Parameshvara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Parameshvari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Parameshvara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshvara Parabrahma ಅರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ಲಲಿತಾಂಬಿಕೆ ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಗೌರಿ ಸಮೇತ ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ಗಣಚರಣಕೃತಂ ವಾಕ್ಕಾಯಜಂ ಕರ್ಮಜಂ ವಾ ಶ್ರವಣನಯನಜಂ ವಾ ಮಾನಸಂ ವಾ ಅಪರಾಧಂ ವಿಹಿತಂ ಅವಿಹಿತಂ ವಾ ಸರ್ವಂ ಏತತ್ ಕ್ಷಮಸ್ವ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಕರುಣಾ ಅಬ್ಧೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಶಂಭೋ ಮಾತಾ ಚ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಪಿತಾ ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಬಂದವಾ ಶಿವ ಭಕ್ತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವದೇಶೋ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ. உபமன்யு மகர்ஷி கீ ஜெய். சாம்ப சிவாய நமஹ, சாம்ப சிவாய நமஹ, சாம்ப சிவாய நமஹ. ஹரவோம் தத்சத்.